Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, Ian Pavletich is a pretty interesting guy who wears a number of hats. He works with the Australian Christian Lobby, helping to advocate for good policy. He's a musician. He's a mentor to young Christian artists. He's also an experienced producer of compilation albums. Back in 2005, he brought together an album to raise money for tsunami victims. Well, he's actually done the same thing again. This time, the album is for the benefit of Australia's young people. It's called Draw the Line, and he's really been able to pull together some pretty amazing talent for it. Ian, welcome.
Thank you very much, sir.
And congratulations.
Thanks.
It's a dual CD album that you've actually pulled together, and I was listening during the week. And you have well-known people there along the lines of Simeon and Michael Painter and Darlene Check, and Tommy Emmanuel gave you a purpose-built song for the project as well.
Got back from his tour of Australia and all that, went straight into the studio in Nashville and did this amazing instrumental of Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling, for us, and gave it to us as an exclusive recording so that we can use it for the project and promote the project.
Well, you must be very, very happy with that.
Very much so.
It's somebody of Tommy Emmanuel's
and
caliber.
And Troy Cassadaly and a few of the others, like James Morrison.
James Morrison and Alabaster Box. You've got some wonderful people on here. Tell me about the original idea, though. You've pulled together compilation albums before. Why this project?
With the Australian Christian Lobby, we were going through a process of working out a strategic plan for the future. And part of it's the needing to be aware of our youth, be aware of what's going on with them, the need to protect, nurture and develop our youth. And in doing that, we came across some statistics that just started to really tug at our hearts, and tug at my heart especially. Mm-hmm. And 33% of the homeless people are under 18 in Australia. This is not, you know, around the world or otherwise. That relates to 34,000 children under 18, mm, living on the streets or in shelters or otherwise. That suicide is the second most common cause of death in young men around the Western world. And, you know, and self-harm is the biggest area of hospitalisation in girls from 13 to 19. And that just said to us that we're not mentoring this next generation properly. We're not taking care of them. We're not, you know, the second commandment, love one another as you love yourself, you know, want to be loved yourself, is just not happening in a way that it should be in this country. And so it really started tugging my heart. And as ACL was developing a plan, and as we were in touch with groups like Compassion and hearing of them bringing a child advocacy for Australian children into their picture, as well as having some conversations with Father Riley's Youth Off the Street, it just seems that the three organisations together formed a picture, from the strategic to the advocacy down to
on the street, the grassroots level,
picking up the pieces when the system fails, sort of thing. And so I sort of came up with the idea of a compilation CD, and God just had his hand on it big time.
So how will a CD help those kinds of statistics in the end?
I suppose a few ways. One, the three organisations I've mentioned, Australian Christian Lobby, Compassion, and Father Riley's Youth Off the Streets, are the three beneficiaries of the project. Everything's been donated. All the songs, there's been waivers of royalties, all the graphics, all the distribution. In fact, the first production line of the CDs have all been done for no cost.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just all the,
everybody's really kind of pulled together and chipped in.
It's just been amazing. So all the money from sales, net profit, goes to the three organisations equally. But secondly, the songs themselves and the messaging within the project and on the website all are about what's it about. So, for example, the songs actually follow an order over the two CDs. They start off from songs crying out for help from that generation. Then they're into songs that say, calling to us to stand strong and start mentoring. Then there's a series of songs that are really saying back to that generation, stand strong in times of trouble. Mm-hmm. And then it moves into songs of hope and songs of freedom. And for example, the whole CD finishes with Psalm 128 by Sons of Korah, you know, the blessing song type thing. So there's a whole, it follows a storyline through the two CDs.
Mm-hmm. How did you as a producer go about setting this project up? And what kind of effort did you have to put in to kind of get these artists and all of these things together?
We only had four artists that we approached that couldn't be on the CD, and it wasn't because they said no, it was because they either couldn't get waiver from their producers or publishers or whatever. Compassion helped us with some of their musician advocates. A number I knew personally all had contacts to get introduction with, and as soon as we just came into the concept with them, it just flowed. And then it just contacted other organisations. The guy who's built the website for us just offered to do it. Print Warehouse, who did the printing of it, the same thing. You know, we contacted Reese at Benchmark Mastering, and they just jumped on board and did the whole mastering of the thing for us. So it just came together. It was God's timing, totally.
So the album's been out for a couple of months now.
Album's been out for 2 or 3 months, but we've only just really started the promotion phase of it. We're going to, in later in the year, have a series of benefit concerts, because all the artists have said, well, what else can we do to promote the cause and the organisation? So later in the year, we'll have a series of different cities, artists who've been involved with the project, as well as a couple of others, doing multi-artist benefit concerts in support of the project, with all proceeds going there again.
And Ian, how about, you know, in the future, some musical mentoring workshops start to develop out of this as well? I mean, so you can actually bring these people who actually need an extra helping hand and they've got some musical talents and gifts. You'd be the man to kind of run something like
well,
that.
Well, no, no. Well, I think there's others as well. But can I give you one example? We've got a situation where shortly, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, there'll be another page added to the website, which will be 2 songs that will be freely downloaded. Extras that couldn't make it in time for the CD. One of those guys, a guy called Jacob Allinson, who goes under the name of Mr. Fuss, is actually a rapper for God.
Okay.
He's a Central Coast guy. He's a tattoo artist, actually. But when he wrote this song, what he's done is he's written new words for the Bill Withers song, Lean On Me. And so the chorus goes into, you know, the normal chorus, but his words are all about speaking to his generation about stay at school. If you can't stay at school, pick up a tool, because every time you go down, we go down. There's this whole story there, and he's going to reveal his testimony for us on the website. And this song looks like we've got permission from the publishers to do it as a free download. Mm-hmm. So, you know, something like that, being able to help them get a step ahead, but with something that's got meat behind.
So it's just the beginning, really, of the whole project, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on it, Ian. I hope it goes really, really well. So it's called Draw the Line. It's actually a 2-CD set, 27 artists, one message is actually the tagline for it, and it's got, you know, lots of well-known people there, Darlene Check and Tommy Emmanuel and James Morrison and Michael Painter and Alabaster Box, and also a number of artists that you might know if you get around churches or if you get around live music venues, Carter and Carter and Aliki and Levi McGrath and people like that. The website, drawthelinecd.com.au.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.